I'm Clegg Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. A reminder, go to TalkStreamLive.com tonight to listen to the program and Aftermath.fm, where we're streaming live and in stereo. We do it every night from 7 p.m. Pacific time till 10 p.m. Pacific time. So if you want to get the full show, you're not getting it in your area, remember, Aftermath.fm, Aftermath.fm. You can also get the archive shows by going to Aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 for the archive shows a month. Plus, if you want the library, the full experience, it's only $9.99 a month. It's a small amount of money just to get those archives, so we have a little storage space set aside for them, and we thank you a lot for your support and keeping us going on as we try to bring you as much truth and honesty as we can on the radio tonight. You know, one of the biggest frustrations, you know, doing a radio show like this in the time slot you're doing in the radio is that everything that's happening usually happens around this time. Like right now, the debates are going on in a lot of markets. And in some areas, you know, of course, you know, you're gonna lose the feed. You're going to lose one moment of Ground Zero. We understand that because that's how affiliates operate. They have to get the best, you know, top of mind awareness is what you want. And you want to be able to know what's going on, need to reflect on what's going on with the debates because this is a major election that's coming on. Last night was the same thing. We had a show planned, and we were discussing. We had guests, and we had discussion, and then all of a sudden something comes up. You know, it always seems to happen. Sometimes we do cut away. If we think it's that important, we'll just all of a sudden stop the show and go to a major news story if it's happening, and we do that. We've known to have done that before. But I realize that there's so many things happening around us that it's hard to keep up with every crisis that turns up almost suddenly. And it's also difficult to remember what I've been reporting to you in order to prepare for the future and protect yourself when our system comes crashing down. A lot of people argue, well, it's not there yet. And if you're listening to debates, you're hearing Donald Trump saying that we are in recovery. And that's what I've always said, is that Trump's ability to bounce back may be the very thing that could put him back in the presidency. So you have to hope, if you want him to be president, you want him to bounce back. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of debate on whether or not we're going to be able to make it as a country moving forward. But this is ongoing attempt, though. And this is what I want to talk to you about. And I know that, there's plenty to talk about with the debates maybe another day, or even if we don't want to get there, that's fine. There are plenty of other people that'll comment on it, I'm sure. But there's this ongoing attempt to keep under wraps the dangers that exist with technological systems that are vulnerable. And while warnings go out from Homeland Security, they go unheeded because the mainstream media is tied up in political theater and COVID-19 death reports. Now, good news is that the CDC has come out and said that the death toll worldwide is lowering. We're seeing the death tolls are lowering now. So this is some good news, although they'll want to keep everything locked down because they're still paranoid and people are afraid. They don't want to, you know, some people just don't want to get out and have a life. But there's something else now, another crisis looming that they're not telling you about. And it's something that we had a taste of last night. We really didn't get into, but I wanted to get into it, so I decided to prepare a show for it today. See, back on the 10th of September, the day before we did the 9/11 show, we reported that there were concerns from the Department of Homeland Security about a possible massive cyber attack on the United States, and it was inferred that the attacks would happen in the fall or winter. They called it the darkest winter if this happens. And we thought, ooh, you know, when the Department of Homeland Security calls it the darkest winter, we took attention because we talked about Operation Dark Winter and how, you know, something could go down in the wintertime that would leave people sick and without food, without shelter, without a number of things. And so the Department of Homeland Security is saying it's going to be a dark winter if bad actors were to attack our infrastructure, mainly our cyber infrastructure, mainly our power grid, our cyber infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security says that there are many systems still that are vulnerable and will have to deal with great losses that cannot be imagined. Now, I know that the operation to bring down the power grid is a very difficult task, and that would be done, it would be like when they attacked the Twin Towers in New York and they attacked the Pentagon. That was a major deal because usually you can't get through Fortress America. Well, our power grids are the same way. They're vulnerable, but as far as cyber attacks is concerned, it's a lot harder to do it, you know, in a cyber attack than it would be just to shut things down altogether. So there are a lot of systems that are vulnerable, and we're going to have to deal with great losses that cannot be imagined if we see a cyber attack happen. Now, the reason why I'm bringing it up again, because back when like I said, on September the 10th, we were talking about the fires. We were talking about black sky events. We were talking about black sky events, and black sky events, of course, include, the reason why they call them black sky events is because the power goes out or the sun is darkened or, you know, smoke in the sky, these types of things. They call them black sky events, which trigger black swan events, which, of course, we get this domino effect where all these things fall apart and we start seeing the infrastructure falling apart, something that's harder to recover from than perhaps COVID-19 or Ebola or something else. So last night, something happened where a number of listeners, and thank you for alerting me this, and plus I was getting alerts on my computer here. Last night, we may have had a taste of what is what may be coming with regard to cyber attacks, especially ones that can cripple a country, especially in times of crisis. Microsoft services, a major medical chain, shipping services, and 911 centers were shut down last night because of cyber attacks, which prompted NATO to make a statement warning anyone, basically they were sending a warning out to anyone who attacks a NATO member country will face consequences for their actions. Law enforcement agencies across the country reported 9/11 outages or 911 outages last night, with many being restored in about an hour or so. After about 7 p.m. Eastern time, several law enforcement agencies across Minnesota, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Nevada said that their 911 systems were not functional. And most of the agencies released updates saying that the systems were restored around 8:15 p.m. Okay, that's Eastern Daylight Time. Now, it wasn't immediately clear if the outages were related to a Microsoft system issue. That was reported as well. Microsoft 365 was hit with a significant outage late Monday that affected users' access to multiple services, including their use of Outlook. So by late evening, services appeared to be largely restored. Microsoft tweeted about 9:21 p.m. Eastern Time that most users should be experiencing relief. The company added that it was continuing to see significant improvement for affected services. We had Rob Davenport on the program to talk about service outages that he saw. He has this this map where you can see service outages across the country, and he was telling us how slowly we were all experiencing these service outages. Some people even were observing service outages in the wee hours of the morning. So earlier, there were Microsoft services said that Outlook.com, Office.com, Power Platform, Dynamics 365, and Microsoft Teams and Teams Live Events were shut down because of this attack. According to DownDetector, DownDetector is a website that tracks internet outages. Users reported issues with logging in, server connection, and they had problems with Outlook. The downtime began around 5 p.m. Eastern time for the Office 365 situation. That's according to Microsoft. They gave the report. Microsoft initially attributed the outage to a recent change to the platform, but later they indicated that it was not observing an increase in successful connections after rolling back a recent change. So they said, we're working to evaluate additional mitigation solutions while we investigate the root cause. Meanwhile, the computer systems for Universal Health Services, which has more than about 400 locations, it's primarily in the United States, they began to fail over the weekend. And some hospitals had to resort to filing patient information with pen and paper because they didn't have computer access. Universal Health Services posted a statement to its website that its company-wide network was, quote, offline due to an IT security issue. One person familiar with the company's response efforts who was not authorized to speak to the press said it looked like or it smelled like ransomware. Now, we got word that the ransomware, that they were basically under attack for ransomware from Russia. Of course, that would be the default for everybody, of course. They think that everything is a Russian plot. But when you look at what ransomware, and we've talked about this before, ransomware is this malicious software that basically spreads through a computer network. And what it does is it encrypts files, and then it demands a payment for the key that decrypts them. So basically, they seize everything on your computer network, whoever these hackers are, and they say, we're not going to release the encryption key unless you pay us so much money. So they've done it to small towns before. They've basically gone in and they've got the records of a small town. They said, okay, we want you to pay us so many millions of dollars or we won't give you the encryption key. Now, there were no injuries from what I understand, but apparently, if I recall, back in earlier in the month, there was actually a ransomware attack against a German hospital, and a patient died. I mean, they had to move the patient to a different hospital, and so they're all saying that this could have been, or perhaps is, the first known death because of a ransomware attack. So that can happen. If they were to hold a hospital or like Universal Health Services, a malware attack against a hospital, holding it for ransom, and then you have the patients that are in trouble that don't get the help they need because of this attack. And so that was just another business or another group that was attacked by cyber warfare this weekend. And then, of course, we had the phone systems going down, 911 phone systems going down. It's just a little eerie to think that we simultaneously or within days of each one, we've had these cyber attacks or these, quote, mini cyber attacks where they've recovered and somehow have brought things back online again. So I begin to think to myself that timing is everything, and, you know, that's how I think. So isn't the timing a little bit suspicious, in your opinion, that this is all happening now when we're heading towards an election and that this may, if we do have some problems, it could disrupt everything? Something to think about and something to prepare for. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Got to thinking a little bit about those cyber attacks last night. Cyber attacks over the weekend, and there was actually a French shipping container line that also got attacked yesterday. Shut down shipping containing. So, a lot of stuff going on in the cyber world that you may need to think about. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.